Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die.
Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome to Motivation Monday.
And we are so happy you're here. We can't stand it. But we're here anyway.
Yeah, talking to the mic, my honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, this is Sell or Die at Motivation Monday. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, wrote The Little Red Book of Selling, wrote The Sales Manifesto, and
I'm Jen Gluckow.
Yeah.
Founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. You guys, I can't say I'm Jen Gluckow anymore, because although I will always be Jen Gluckow, I am officially becoming Jen Gittimer.
Ooh.
Yeah. The I am a Jen Gittimer, but now like the court people, whoever, yeah, whatever, need to make it like official.
JenniferGittimer.com, you know, is rolling.
It's not there yet, but so don't go there, because there's nothing there. But it will be coming, yes. Jim, Glenn, Isaac, Alex,
oh my
what's
gosh.
Up, guys? And I can say guys because it seems like you're all guys. But yeah. If there's any ladies out there, give me a hey.
Come on. Both of you.
All right. So how was your weekend, honey?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
We went to visit the daughter,
mm-hmm,
one of our daughters, and Ken Walls is
the
now here.
Great Ken Walls. I love it.
I think that it's important. I think it's important to there's Jenny. There's a woman, an actual woman.
Hey, Jenny, what's up? We were actually conversing on Messenger, and today is her first day at her new job, so good luck. You're going to crush it. I'm so excited
for
you.
Way to take time off for this.
Yeah, hell yeah. This is personal development.
Right. So we were not drinking over the weekend, but we were talking about drinking because it is a brand new thing.
Oh my God. Can I interject?
Yeah, go.
You guys know how Jeffrey talks to literally everybody. And sometimes it's the most amazing thing on the planet. And other times, like when you have to go to the bathroom or just want to leave or whatever, it's the most annoying thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you knew that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Didn't know.
I didn't care.
So we're out to dinner with Gabrielle, his 10-year-old, my stepdaughter, and we're at our favorite Italian place that we go to, I would say, pretty much every week. And every week I'm like, I am not going to get the homemade pasta. And every week I get the homemade pasta. Anyway, Jeffrey starts talking to these people across from us, asking them what they're drinking. And I'm like, really? Like, we're leaving. Why do we need to know what they're drinking? And wait a minute, like, who the F cares? Okay. So, but I guess that was like your way of opening conversation,
yeah,
with them.
Because I wanted to find out if they were drinking good wine or bad wine.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so he was genuinely curious. And so the lady gets like all lit up about her wine. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, just yesterday we signed up for this opportunity to help his daughter because she's selling wine now, and not the 10-year-old.
Non-sulfite
it's
wine.
It's clean wine. It's sulfite, almost free wine. And it's like the no hangover, no headaches, and delicious. I actually tried it, and it's really freaking good. And so I'm like, wait a minute, this lady's excited about wine. I should ask her if she has ever had like clean wine. So I start asking her about it. And she's like, no, this sounds amazing. No headaches. What? You have to tell me all the information. Where can I sign up? Where can I buy bottles of wine? I'm like, Holy shit. Like stuff that people want just sells. It's incredible. Yes. And so it becomes like so easy when someone wants to buy your stuff. Anyway, I just thought it was so interesting because I never in a million years would have chatted with these people. I was ready to go. Gabrielle had a stomach ache. I was way too full. And all of a sudden, Jeffrey's like, what kind of wine is that? Not even realizing that we just signed up for this wino opportunity.
Right.
And boom, like she and Rebecca are now in touch. They're making a wine match, and it's all pretty cool.
By the way,
if you're like interested in the wine because you're like, tell me more, just DM me. I'll tell you all about it. It's pretty good.
So this is the challenge, and that is you never know who you're going to talk to, so why would you not take a chance of talking to them? That's number one. Number two, it's going to benefit our family. You know, my daughter wants to really do this, and she's not drinking anyway, but now she can kind of like pass the bottle and feel like she's...
It's like sugar, almost sugar-free. Like, it is insane, this stuff.
Yeah.
But
so,
yeah.
Okay, so that's a challenge that we have for our family of keeping everyone kind of in close-knit with the other person. And if we can feed them leads or people that want to get involved, why the hell not doing it?
I love Ken Wall. So first of all, Ken and I got to talk over the weekend.
Yeah.
And we had this like totally geeked out marketing conversation that rocked. And you're going to be able to get us all over your home soon, thanks to Ken.
And Alexa.
Yeah, you'll know more about that soon. But he's saying hearts are free to give on this stream. So is sharing. So I think that's a hint, guys. Like,
yeah.
share this out. Give us some love.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Our topic today
is all about...
Wait. Yes?
Not quite.
Oh.
We just got this book in the mail. I love books in the mail when people send them for one thing or another. And this is our buddy David Newman's book. It's called Do It Speaking. And I'm assuming that it's a G-rated book.
So it's 77 instant action ideas to market, monetize, and maximize your expertise. We're going to have him come on our show in January to talk about this book.
He's real good.
But in the meantime, we're going to be reading it because we actually read shit people write.
Exactly.
And it looks amazing. So I'm super stoked about that.
And you don't have to be a speaker to read it. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is if you just do a presentation, you got to do that. You have to have this book. Because whether you're talking one-on-one or one to a group, this will give you the solid understanding of how to do that and create attraction through your value message.
I bet it can even help with our podcast.
I'm sure it can.
I love it.
All right.
Or your podcast.
Exactly.
Okay, so the topic today is three ways to get more shit done.
Oh.
And what I want to ask from you guys right now is type in those comments, let us know. What's going on? Are you stuck somewhere? If you're stuck, what are you stuck not doing? What's getting in the way, in your opinion, of getting more shit done? Is it like, oh my God, I have too much shit to do? Is it feeling overwhelmed? Is it frustration?
Give me a prop there if you have too much shit to do and not enough time to do it.
All right, press a one. Press a one if you have too much shit to do, not enough time
just
to do
anything,
it. I love it.
Just let us know you're out there and you got too much to do and not enough time to do it in.
All right, cool.
And also let us know about your deadlines and how you feel about them when you can't meet them.
Mm.
Do you let them pass? Do you let somebody yell at you?
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Do you tell people in advance? Do you know?
Kathy says not prioritizing her day. Yeah, that's a huge one, right?
Yeah.
And so pop a one in there if you feel like I have too much shit to do. And you might be saying stuff or things. You might be more PG than me.
Yeah,
that's okay. You can still pop a one in there.
But I still want to know. I still want to know from you as diehards, what is in your way? What is preventing you? And for most people, it's normally I have so much to do that I do nothing.
You get stuck in analysis paralysis, or you get stuck like really trying to figure out all the things you have to do and when are you going to do them and how are you going to do them. And by the time you've thought that all through, you're exhausted.
So here's my first tip of the day.
Speaking from experience.
Here's my first tip of the day. Do one thing all the way to completion.
But Jeffrey, that sounds so simple.
Right. That's what makes it so powerful.
Oh.
When you have all kinds of things to do, you just pick one thing, sit down and do it right now and do it all the way to completion, like I did this morning with our call with India. Like I sat down and did one thing all the way to completion. It made me feel great. It gave me self-confidence to be able to present it because I knew it was complete. But it was also incentive to do the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole deal. Yeah. And when you have incentive to do the next thing, you actually do it.
Yeah. For me, I try to... So are we getting into the three ways to get more shit done right now? Is that one way?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things I need to do for me personally is write down all the things that I need to do. And I put them, I just switched over to Trello, which I love. And I think you can even get a free version of Trello. It's like a project management system, but it's also a way to track all your to-dos. And so I pop them all in there and I love moving them over to the done column when I'm done with them, because that's just fun.
Yeah. But when you have... You were just talking about writing everything down.
Yeah.
So let's make that number two.
Okay. Okay. And the thing with Trello, if you use Trello, but you can do this anywhere, is that after you write them down, is prioritizing them. So on Trello, I can actually drag and drop. So I'll look at my priorities for the day and I'll know exactly how much time each thing's going to take, because Jeffrey's sort of stickler about that and has forced me to write in there, this thing's going to take an hour,
right.
And then I'll schedule it into my day. And the thing that, like, maybe at the very bottom, because I just wrote it in last, maybe the most important thing.
Correct.
So then I drag it all the way to the top.
Now, let's look at it from the perspective of where you put it down in writing. We use Asana, we use Slack, and we use Trello. Hang on a second. We use all three of them at the moment. And I use neither.
Yeah.
Or neither.
Yeah.
Or another.
None. Whatever.
Right. Because that's not my way of keeping track of things, and I don't want to bog myself down with that. So I use something very, very complex. I use either a Word file or a spreadsheet. And that allows me, number one, to document everything that I have to do so I'm not overwhelmed with what do I have to do.
Yes, yes.
I put my own priority to it and I give it a time frame. I give it some kind of a spatial commitment so that I know what I have to do and when I have to do it. Now I can go concentrate on one thing without having to think about the other thing. That's the deal. I want my mind to be free.
Yes, because you're not having to remember.
Right.
You're not having. So, Jim, it's Trello with two L's, and Trello. And by the way, our comments are over here. So in order to read your stuff, I have to look away from you. So I apologize.
Yeah.
Guys, can you scroll up for a second? What's above what Jenny said? Yeah, yeah. I slack on it until something catches on fire. Total enough. Thank
but
you
Alicia,
for being
no,
honest.
Here's the deal,
Thank
though.
You for being honest.
He's slacking it.
Oh,
he's
hey, Amy.
He's
yes.
He's putting it down in writing so that he's got it.
Okay, so Kathy says, which sales activity should I focus on first as an insurance agent?
Which activities? Renewals.
Here's how I'd break down your
activities.
There's
more important than your business.
Probably 5 to 10% of your personal zone of genius activities are done, spent generating revenue and holding on to that revenue, like maintaining it through renewals. Mm-hmm. Figure out what that 5 to 10% thing is that requires your specific zone of genius to do, and do that as often as you can and prioritize that as much as you can. All the other things, the admin things, you can get a VA to help you with. You can get people to help you with. But if you are having way too much shit to do, which I think you did say that at the top, focus on the things that are going to bring you in revenue, bring you in more clients, and get help servicing them, get help doing all the other things that are not your specific zone of genius.
Right. So here's the deal. You may think your zone of genius is anything that you're smarter than somebody else at. That is incorrect, because that would allow you to take on every project in the world and complete it by yourself. Pick the five things that you do well. Like, I know my five. That's why I don't do Asana. That's why I'm not going to, I may have to do Trello for one of the projects that we have right now, but my zone of genius is I'm an idea creator and a writer.
Right.
And I want to, and I'm a presenter. That's my.
And you're really good at running these masterminds where you help people
and
overcome
ideas.
Massive
I'm
objections.
An idea guy.
Right, exactly.
I'm an idea guy. So why I'll document my ideas. I text myself. I have all kinds of ways of never forgetting what I do, but I'm not good at the details, so we have detail people.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're just joining, I see there's a lot of new people on here right now. If you're just joining us for the first time, this is Sell or Die, our podcast that we host live on Mondays on Facebook.
It's called Motivation Monday.
Motivation Monday. Thank you for being here.
No problem.
And we are talking about the three ways to get more shit done. Number one is, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were going to sip some coffee.
You tell her. Do one project all the way through.
That's right. I forgot it. Number one is do one project all the way through. Number two is write everything down, prioritize it, and then go back to see number
not
one.
Just one
project at a time.
Not just prioritize it. Tell yourself how long you think it's going to take so you'll know what your total...
time?
Well, yeah, but it's more than that. Your own personal pipeline.
Yeah.
What do you have in terms of time commitment? And maybe you have a week in advance. Maybe you don't even have 2 days worth of work.
And maybe you're putting way too much stress on yourself to get all the things done. And maybe you need to actually be more realistic about what can get done. And so, then not beat yourself up about it. So let's talk about this, what you have up there.
Here in my new book, which will be out in a couple of days...
November 12th on Amazon, but you can pre-order it right now. It's the day before my birthday.
Right.
Get shit done.
If you spend the time in anxiety, you will lose the time for productivity. And that is said by Jeffrey Gittimer. That would be me. And it's one of the first quotes in the book. The reason it's there is because when people fret over what they have to do versus just fucking doing it, it changes your whole life.
Yeah.
Just sit down, get something done. Something done. I don't care what it is. Sit down, get something done. It will drive you to the next thing. It will drive you to the next thing. And it will put you in the mood and in the groove at the same time. And hey, there you go.
Hey, Susan. Hey. Amy. I like... Evernote as well, but it really doesn't matter where you're writing your stuff down in. What matters is that you're writing it down, because I think so many people do what Jeffrey was just talking about, which is they fret and they have, and do you have like all this anxiety about all the things you need to do and all this overwhelm, and you're like spending so much mental energy worrying about all the things you need to do. I remember when I was growing up, I made some comment to my grandma about some girl who had like some pretty dress that I didn't have. And it sounded like a pretty jealous comment looking back on it.
It doesn't sound like it. It was.
Okay, it was. And my grandma said to me, if you waste all this time worrying about what other people have, you're never going to create what you have for yourself. So stop being jealous of them. Stop worrying about them. And then she's like, and that's negative energy and you need to remove that from your life. Literally, I'm like 7 years old and this is what she's telling me.
I don't know whether I should say this or not.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know how Jewish mothers always compare you to other Jewish kids?
Yes.
You know. And so I'm a senior in high school.
I know this story.
In high school. And my mom is like, I show her my report card and it was.
Hold on. If there's kids, please earmuff them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So I show my mom the report card and she goes, and my one of my close friends, Paul Rosenberg, is like the smartest kid in the world, went through medical school in 3 years, that kind of thing. She goes, he was a quarterback of the football team. Why can't you be more like Paul Rosenberg? I go, Mom, Paul Rosenberg doesn't get laid. And my mother got so, she hit me, literally hurt her wrist, had to wear like a sling for a week.
Oh my God.
And it was a combination of hitting me and waiting till my father got home. Wait till your father gets home.
Dad was probably proud.
Yeah. So let me just throw this at you. Here's the opening letter of the book.
Hold on. Can we just close up that thing and then totally go there? So the point of both those stories is I don't know what the point was of yours, but the point of mine, other than to get people to laugh,
I don't
want to
be like
great,
somebody else. I want to be like myself.
I know, but the point is when you're focused on what all the other people are doing or you're focused on what you're not doing enough of, you're focusing your mind in the wrong place. And so I think a lot of your book from what I remember, is about mindset and shifting your beliefs around getting shit done. It's not just like strategies and how to get shit done, right, but it's also belief shifting and where your mind needs to focus. And so that's why I was offering that story.
We are in the very early part of the book. I list all the things that are precluding you from productivity. And then you can rate yourself. There's an actual test in the book to see, okay, what are my barriers to productivity? Two full pages of them.
Yeah.
And it's very complete, and it's very embarrassing for that. I put it in the book so you don't have to share with anybody else. But you have to know yourself where you can't get stuff done.
So Susan says, I know a guy that writes everything down but fails to look at his list and notes. Yeah. Sounds like, I hope it's not like your husband or something, but that sounds like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, no offense. You're writing it down for a purpose, right? So maybe explain to him that now it's time to take it a step further and look at the list.
You take the list and you record it. You make your own podcast out of your list, and then you can listen to it. Don't simply have a list. At least duplicate it in a way that can get you to a point where you understand it and you're willing to do something about it. And you listen to your phone all the time with your new earpods. Do you have your new AirPods?
No, my new AirPods are upstairs. But if you guys are considering the AirPod Pros,
get them.
I highly recommend them. They're okay. Noise canceling. They're freaking awesome.
Unbelievable.
All right. Okay, so what is this, Jeffrey?
So in the very first part of the book where people tend to write an introduction, my title heading is, it's not just you, I can't get shit done either.
Yeah.
It's my personal confession. Productivity is not just everybody else's problem, it's your problem and it's my problem. I live in a world where I have multiple choices of things to do every day, and sometimes the choices are so overwhelming that I do nothing. I admit it. On the other hand, I wrote this book and you didn't.
You guys, Jeffrey is telling you he's not perfect.
And then the obvious question is, if you have 10 things to do, what do you actually do first? The answer is always the most important thing, not the most urgent thing. I tend to focus on panic deadline. When panic is completed, I have a bit of peace of mind. In order to get shit done, there must be intervals of peace. There has to be like, yes, I did it. And my fight and your fight is the same fight. It's against time. 24 hours, we have that in common. And the way we use our time, that's our only differentiator.
Yeah. You know, Amazon is doing something cool now because you can order the book today. And instead of it shipping out on Tuesday,
It'll ship out Monday.
No, it gets delivered on the date of release, which is like, I think, a new thing. It's pretty neat.
Whatever it is.
But Ken said he just ordered his, so way to go, Ken.
Okay, so, but here's the deal.
Wait a minute, mine are ordered. I think that's plural, like you've ordered more than one.
So.
We need to do the third thing.
Yeah?
Do you want to do it?
You do it.
Okay, so here would be my third thing, and I don't know if it's Jeffrey's third thing. You need to create a time and a place for focus. So, if you know that you don't focus well when the kids are running around and the dogs are jumping up on you and you're in the kitchen at your kitchen table trying to get work done, that's not your place, okay? You need a designated place where you know every time you sit in that chair or that couch or wherever it may be on the floor, I don't care, but every time you sit in that place, that is your focus place. That is your, like, I am going into my, what do you call that thing that wraps around you?
Zone of silence.
Zone of silence. No one can disturb you during that time. Oh, he ordered his AirPods Pro. Listen, I get them day of. I'm very like crazy like that. Okay, so
Jen already pissed off everybody in the Apple store by making them have the AirPods there on day of launch and not have to wait online.
Yeah, oh no. No. Exactly. I didn't like their answer, so I spoke to the manager. I was all hooked up. Anyway,
okay.
So let me just say one thing did yesterday that I found really, really effective. So I needed to get out of my space because I felt like just I had too many distractions in my home office, and I knew I would keep talking to Jeffrey if I stayed home. So it was a Sunday. I had a lot of shit I wanted to get done, good shit. And I went to Starbucks, and I plugged in I plugged in AirPods. I didn't have my new ones yet, and with me. And I listened to binaural beats. I don't know if that's the way.
Binaural beats?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way you pronounce it, but there are these. This is very woo. Okay. That's why I said, I don't think this is Jeffrey's thing. Okay. But so if you Google or go on YouTube and search for binaural beats, and I'll tell the team how to spell that in a minute. You can actually find ones for focus. You can find ones for creativity. You can find ones for mindset. And it's at a totally different frequency. You need to listen to it with earphones, because that's the best way to deliver it to you. And some of them even have really amazing subliminal messages that you can't hear, but they're hitting your subconscious. I know this sounds effing nuts, but I have not been as productive as I was yesterday in so long. And I think it is really because I zoned into my binaural beats kind of setting, okay? And I do things in 25-minute increments.
Oh, that's cool. So and 5 minutes for coffee?
Yeah, so it's called the Pomodoro Method. What are binaural? Yeah, so there's a whole article you guys can talk about, can Google for. It's like sound wave therapy that really makes you focus. It's crazy shit, okay? But it helps you get shit done, I promise you. Oh, Ken says he loves listening to binaural beats. I do it every single day.
Okey-doke.
See, and Ken's on fire. So now I'm not so woo.
I need to make a correction. It is not the zone of silence. It is the cone of silence.
Yes, it is the cone of silence.
It is from the very first episode of Get Smart with Don Adams and somebody else, the woman. I forget her name. But you can go on YouTube or Hulu and you can look at it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But the bottom line for me is, Jen uses the word focus because she's more modern. I go back to Napoleon Hill 100 years ago where he referred to it as concentration. Your job is to concentrate on what you genuinely need to do and give it all of your attention.
Yes.
You create your own zone. I have a chair in my office that I'm going to be showing to people when they come here tomorrow or the day after
Thursday.
Tomorrow. Yeah. We have 20 people coming here from Joe Soto's mastermind, and I'm going to talk to them about where's their space. What space do you have in your life that's your space? And we have a lot of noise in our house a lot of the time, so I just get up early and go to my space. Mm-hmm. It's real simple.
Yeah.
I spend an hour there, and like, look what I created this morning.
Yeah.
In my space.
Not something, well, here's the thing. You do not, like, I know people who would tell me they are concentrating for 3 hours at a time. I am sorry, but I'm calling bullshit on you. That is impossible. You cannot sit in one place focused for 3 hours. And if you can, you're like, and if you can, you're like some superhuman.
Yeah.
Okay. Most people have the concentration of like a 25-minute, 30-minute time block, which is why I love the Pomodoro method. But during that time, you can miss text messages and phone calls and emails for 25 minutes, and it's not a big deal. So turn off all the things that are creating diversions for you, because, and I go into this in my membership, but there's something about when you're trying to multitask your brain and how when you split it up in too many ways, it's like a computer, and it all of a sudden you're eating up more processing than you can even imagine. So
and it slows everything down.
Right. So if you think I can focus on two tasks at a time, and I'm going to give one task 50% of my time and another task 50% of my time, that is impossible, because the minute you divert your attention from one task to another, there's a switching processing that goes on in your brain, and you lose 10 to 20% of your think ability. Okay. So now you're spending about 40% of your brain power here and 40% of your brain power there, which is why concentration, focus, dedicated to one task at a time is so freaking important.
And you think you can do it. The misnomer is you think you can do two or three things at one time and none of them get done well.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you lose the focus on the one thing that you switch from and you lose your momentum. And the momentum is what's going to carry you through to where you can go, I did it. And that's what you need to have more than anything.
Okay, so can I be honest?
No, lie to me, Jen.
I needed today's session
pretty.
For me. Huh? Before we sat down, I was like, oh my God, I have so much shit to do. You guys just piled like 16 more things on me before I go away on Friday, and I'm really freaking out. And so I needed this. This was a good reminder for me, because by the way, I'm human too, okay? And so we all go through the same stuff. Like Jeffrey said in his intro, like he has to figure out how to get shit done too.
Exactly.
We all do. So thank you guys for helping not just yourselves, but me. Hi, Nikita.
We have a guest in the studio.
What's up, Nikita?
For those of you who have never...
the camera's over there.
...watched a wrestling match before, you won't see yourself there for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's very delayed.
Yeah. You have to be down a little lower.
There you go. No, he's good. A little lower. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. And this is the great, once great, Nikita Koloff, wrestler.
He was a legend. Great.
He was
once great.
Always great.
You notice I choke him and not her.
Yeah, exactly.
You notice that, right?
Well, that's because I would never say he was only once great.
Yeah.
He's always great.
He threw out the first pitch a few weeks ago at tonight's baseball game, and they introduced him as the legend, Nikita Koloff. He comes home and goes, I didn't know I was a legend.
Yeah, you're a legend.
I learned something new that day.
You guys should follow him on Instagram. He posts a lot of...
You got the ball over the plate? I think that was an
no,
amazing...
No, they said he was like one of their best... throws. What do you call them? Pitches?
Yeah, for the
pitches.
Year. They said it was the best one of the year. I was nervous.
You were?
Oh, man.
A little bit. Yeah. Anyway, it was
You
fun.
Guys, Nikita posts a lot of inspirational stuff on Instagram. We'll link to him if you want to follow him.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. I would if I were you.
Yeah.
But Nikita is a guy that can get shit done.
If you've heard of Nikita, send us a comment. Type it in. Just write Nikita.
Yeah. Once the legend, Nikita Koloff.
Always a legend.
Why?
Because I know you're going to pinch something.
Are you going to China, Nikita?
Huh?
Are you going to China?
I am off. I came by to say I love you guys. I appreciate you guys.
Love you too.
And,
have a good trip.
Yep, I'm off, headed to China. Thank you guys. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
When you get there, don't ask for Chinese food. Oh. Just ask for food because you're already in China.
Already in China. I don't even have to specify.
Bingo. One from column A. No, you're already there.
Wes has the same haircut as you guys. He says great hair on those two. I love it.
Hey, twin brothers have different mothers.
Exactly.
Hey, to all the viewing audience out there, have a wonderful week. Have a blessed day.
And you too.
Oh, that's lots of love.
Travel safe.
See you guys.
Bye, yeah, travel safe.
Thank you.
All right. So actually, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up.
We're done.
Yeah, we're done. We have shit to go do now. So we're going to go back to our focus on our task list
and stuff like that. Here, I'm going to read you one more thing. The get shit done secret ingredients are desire, determination, love of what you do, and taking get shit done success-based actions.
Woo!
Decide... and intend are the unknown forces that create get shit done actions, and then it's a matter of concentration.
I love that. I love it.
Hasta mañana.
All right, guys. Peace out. Have a great week.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.